Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst the vast expanse of blue, where once teemed life in its most exuberant forms, now lies a solemn expanse, a barren acoustic emptiness enveloping the world's once vibrant marine habitats. In the ever-increasing narrative of environmental collapse, the seas have woven their own tale of despair. The Silent Sea's Lament is not just a chronicle of loss, but an elegy for the departed voices of the deep. The recent findings are dire, as scientists report an unnerving stillness where the symphony of marine life should be. The once melodious oceans, renowned for their intricate sounds from clicking shrimp to the serenades of the cetaceans, now lie in an almost dystopian quietude, reminiscent of a barren planet devoid of life. Through human actions, our relentless carbon footprints, the plastic microfibers that choke, and the cacophony of industrial noise, we have birthed this silent crisis. Indeed, our past coverage has shown a precipitous decline in the acoustic diversity of our oceans. In Ocean Deafness, The Silent Depths Below, we discuss the impact of mankind's apathy as it echoed into the abyss. In Suffocating Shores, The Struggle for Oxygen by the Sea, we further explored the breathlessness brought upon coastal communities. These accounts, as dire as they are, have set the stage for the understanding of our current narrative, the silent sea's desperate cry for help. The Silent Sea's Lament takes us further into the bleak realities of desolate shores and lifeless waves. Picture the scene. A child walks the once bustling shores, their gaze finding no movement, their ears meeting no sound. What was previously a kingdom of marine biodiversity is now a ghostly underwater realm, abandoned by the creatures that once sang in its coral cathedrals. Our seas are falling prey to the sonic defaunation, a term we have become all too familiar with. But now we discover a deeper layer to this silence. It's not just the absence of sound, it's a manifestation of the absence of life itself. Coral reefs, once vibrant with chromatic splendor, are now bleaching into oblivion due to warmer temperatures and acidifying oceans. Whales, whose communications traversed oceans, now find their songs lost amidst the cacophony of shipping lanes. The consequences of our silence are catastrophic. As species cease to vocalize, we cut the invisible threads that bind the ecosystem. This silence is the loudest alarm, a warning that the very web of life is disintegrating beneath the waves. The plight of our seas is more than an environmental concern. It is a reality that foreshadows the future of human civilization itself. As we delve into the realm of the silent seas, it's not just about the loss of noise, it's about the loss of voices. The concept is not solely ecological, but cultural and spiritual as well. Indigenous communities who have lived in harmony with the sea for millennia are witnessing the collapse of a spiritual dialogue that has been integral to their identity and survival. The ocean's silence is not merely an environmental marker, but a silent scream for the cultures and memories that are inexorably tied to these seas. Indeed, the sea's lament is a chilling reminder for our collective conscience. How long before the silence is ours? Amidst the mute testimonies of those who cannot scream, we find our reflection, a civilization too engrossed with temporal gains to fathom the longevity of its actions. Our desolate, silent seas are the canvas on which the future of the living world will be painted, stark and unforgiving. We must choose the colors and the strokes with which to paint the forthcoming chapters. Shall it be a continuation of this lament? Or shall we script a resurgence, a rebellion against the descent into silence? This is not entertainment. This is a narrative that demands action, a quest for the voices that we have lost, and an odyssey to restore the lost symphonies of our world's oceans. With every absent chirp, click, and song, we dissolve a strand of the life that bolsters us. This is our cue, not merely to listen, but to respond before the last echo fades into a haunting, eternal hush.